Generation Remastered.
Welcome back to Generation Remastered. I'm your host, Nate. With me, as always, is Ricky and Jake.
Hello.
Hello.
We made it to episode 2.
Somehow.
What an absolute accomplishment on our part.
We're wonderful.
But there's a lot to talk about because E3 is coming up. So let's get right into it. What video games have we been playing? Because there's just so much to talk about. God, it's going to be a crazy week.
Yeah.
So I'll go first. So first of all, I spent a little money on the PlayStation Store. I picked up two indie games, one called Forgotten Anne, and the other one was called Moonlighter. And Forgotten Anne is kind of like it's almost like an adventure game, but with like platforming and puzzles and stuff. But it's about like this forgotten land where things, like if you lose a sock under your bed and you forget about it, it goes to this world. And basically you play this character who's like the enforcer there. And without spoiling too much, the story kind of goes some places. Pretty cool. Moonlighter is like a roguelike, but instead of just doing like dying and then doing the dungeon over and over again, you get the stuff you get to go sell. So it's actually pretty cool. Like you have your own little store and you sell stuff, and then you have to make your character better so you can finish the dungeons. And I haven't played it too much, but it's pretty neat. And then I got into 2 betas this week. I think everyone got into one of them, but I played The Crew 2. It's really boring.
No surprises there.
Not really.
It's really boring. There's
pretty.
Not much to it. Yeah, it's really pretty. It's kind of lifeless. Like when I was doing a boat race, it just felt like a really boring boat race. And like the planes aren't even plane races; they're like plane aerobatic things where you're like doing flips and shit, and it's just not fun. And like they made the world better and bigger and more detailed, like with like the Vegas and Seattle and San Francisco and like the whole point of that game. But it's just really boring. And I just was like, by the end of that like first night I played it, I was like, I'm pretty done with this. Like I don't really want to play it anymore. I just don't think Ubisoft meant to make racing games.
No.
I don't understand why Ubisoft, every game they make has to be open world. Like, why don't they just make a regular racing game?
Because
that's their thing.
Racing, open world, like people are like, oh, I get my money's worth because I'm spending $60. Open world, there'll be more stuff to do.
That's false.
That's totally how people think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad way to think, but it's true. Trust me, I've been on the kind of funny forums. Those people are crazy. I also played Mario Tennis Aces, which at first I really didn't like because I was playing on the Japanese beta servers because the American ones weren't up till 6 o'clock at night for some reason. But then once I moved over to the American servers and the game actually ran pretty well, it's actually pretty fun. Like I really don't. The one thing I don't like about those Mario games is like they always have like weird like special attacks that are like automatic win buttons and stuff, and I really don't like that kind of stuff. But this one's pretty cool. Like it has, it's got like tennis gameplay, but like with the special attacks and stuff. And it's actually pretty fun. And it worked well online on the American servers and the characters were cool. Each one felt different. And there's apparently a story mode in the final game. So I'll probably pick that up when it comes out just cause there's not much to play on Switch right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there hasn't been for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been a weird year for Switch so far. Like there've been like remaster.
But wait, there'll be more.
Yeah, port, remaster.
There'll be more.
Wow, it sounds like the first couple years of the PlayStation 4's life.
And that's one of the best consoles in the world.
Well,
people were super hyped on like Wolfenstein 2 on the Switch, and I don't understand that because it's
people were hyped for Doom on the Switch.
Yeah,
and
I
it looks like shit on the Switch.
Does it? I never seen it.
Yeah.
And then finally, I finished Detroit: Become Human. And obviously, I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want to spoil it. Because part of the fun of that game is like creating your own story. But it's a really good one of those games.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like pressing X to do things or like doing dialogue choices on stuff, you probably won't like it. But as someone who really hated Beyond and thought it was really boring and trite and horribly told and not fun to play. They found a way to make one of those games really fun to play, and like the story I got was super interesting. And I went on a forum and talked to some people, and like seeing the little subtle differences, like there's got to be at least 60 different endings in this game just from different things that can happen. And then like the last 2 hours of this game, it's just on blast, like nonstop, like shit is happening. And while yes, it does have like the David Cage, like parts of the story that are like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what is this? Or why did that happen? Or, you know, some of the writing is a little cringy.
It's David Cage game.
It's really good.
Yeah, I think it's real, but
I think it's a really good game, and it's probably my second favorite game this year, just because of how good God of War was. It's my number one, but I'm actually really impressed because as someone who really hated Beyond, it's really cool what he was able to do with this game and how he made me faithful for these characters and whatnot. And it's apparently selling really well, which is good. So, I mean, I would definitely recommend it. Obviously, if it's not one of those games for you, don't, you know, go out and buy it. But if you find it for cheap and you want to play through a good 10-hour story, it's really enjoyable. And the choices I made, like, I was thinking about them so much even after the credits rolled. So, yeah, I really like that game. But it's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jake, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing Fortnite, as per usual, but I'm getting kind of burnt out on it. I picked up Bless Online, which, for anybody that knows, had a huge controversy when it came out on Steam, where they were refunding everybody and shit. I picked it up because I had a friend that had it, and I checked it out. I got to level 10, and I refunded it.
Why did you refund it?
Foundationally, I think it's okay, but it's an early access MMO, and if I'm gonna spend $40 on an MMO, I want it to be a complete game. You know, there's a patch coming out soon apparently that completely changes the combat. Not all the classes are even implemented yet, and there's no like date on when they will be. So I'm just going to pass on that until it's finished, and then I'll come back and see how it is. But until then, fuck that shit.
Was it just like, what was about it that made it bad?
It just felt like a really generic Japanese MMO. It felt like Final Fantasy, but not. And I don't really like Final Fantasy that much either, so it was just really not for me.
Yeah, I had a feeling it wouldn't be.
Yeah, if I'm going to scratch the MMO itch, it's going to be with WoW. Just
the only good MMO on the market, right?
Yeah, the good old tried and true World of Warcraft.
Still a thing.
Has there ever been like an MMO that's actually popular, like that's not called WoW? Like
Fantasy 14 is pretty popular.
It is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, what else have you been playing?
Battlefield 4 on PC.
What? Oh.
Yeah, no, not on PlayStation. I thought about picking it up on PlayStation, but I was like, I could spend $60 on Battlefield 4 because it's still fucking $60 on PlayStation.
Is it really?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I thought it was $20.
No, you can get the base game for like $20, but if you want
to, DLC's free, dude.
No.
They only sell the premium edition now.
Oh, do they? Yeah.
Yeah.
And the premium edition's like $50-$60. Yeah. I'm not spending that much, so I dropped like $5 on Origin Access on PC to play it. Because that's a way better deal.
Oh, God, Origin Access. That's a cancer right there.
It's, you know what? It's not bad. I get to spend $5 and I get to play as much Battlefield as I want.
Not too bad.
Well, you have to give money to EA. So.
Yeah, that's true. But at least it's $5 to EA and not $50 to EA.
This is true.
That's true.
I tried out Cultist Simulator, which we kind of talked about in our group chat. I wasn't the biggest fan of it.
What was wrong with it?
It's like, it's a roguelike, kind of. So how it works is you get, like, cards that do certain things, and then you have to, like, play them in certain order and do stuff like that. I mean, it's a nice little indie game, but it's just, it's too time-consuming, takes too long, and you can just get stuck in, a loop where you eventually lose. And it's just got some, like, not fun mechanics to it that I really didn't enjoy.
Yeah, we need to, once we get back from E3, I think we need to have a conversation about roguelikes, because there's way too many fucking roguelikes on the market. It's, like, insane. And, like, mm-hmm. Yes, I talked about one myself, but it was, like, at least mildly different. There's just so many roguelikes that are, like, go into dungeon and kill guy, and if you kill guy and he does, or you don't kill guy, then you restart, I'll lose all gear. Thank you, bye. Like, every fucking roguelike is
it's
the same
easy.
Exact shit, and there's a million
there's
of
too many now.
Because it's easy to... It's like, yeah. Roguelikes now are like what pixel platformers were like 5 years ago.
Well, sounds about right.
Anything else you've been playing, Jake?
Rising Storm 2. I love that game. That's a fun
still
game.
Play it?
Yeah, I still play it every so
Remember
often.
What we used to do in that game?
Yes. Yes, it was fun.
We had all them with knives or some shit, or swords.
Yep.
Or what was it?
What we would do is we would go into servers, these bot servers, where when you got kills, it was like worth 10 times as many kills so that we could farm out all the unlocks for our weapons. And we just sit there with machine guns and just mow them down because they just run to the point in a straight line.
Yeah,
and then you get some asshole that would come into the server and go on the enemy team to try to spoil our fun. And then we would just proceed to spend the next hour making that dude's life miserable. Because we were actually decent at the game. We weren't just like killing bots because we sucked at the game and couldn't kill anybody else. We just wanted the damn unlocks and this guy was trying to stop us.
And it's such a bitch in that game to get unlocks.
Yeah. Rising Storm 2 is pretty good, though. I like the Vietnam setting.
I never played that one. I never had a PC that could run it. Maybe my laptop could run it, but I just haven't messed with it.
I think it's free weekend right now on Steam.
Oh, maybe I'll check it out after the podcast, then. Maybe I'll download it. My laptop probably won't run it, but we'll see. Also, I don't have really a setup that allows me to play PC games.
That's true.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it for me.
All right, Ricky, so you opened a door in God of War.
Yes, I did.
So you progressed a little bit, right?
Yes, I opened the door in God of War. It was very blue. And then I walked around a path until another blue door appeared in front of me. That's basically God of War for me so far. Yeah.
Oh, my God. How far are you in that game now?
I'm decently far from what you told me. I'm about halfway through, finally.
Did you get the thing? Did the thing happen with the thing? You'll know what the thing is when it happens. But did the thing happen yet?
No, I don't think the thing happened yet, because I'm pretty sure I would have known the thing. But I'm actually starting to enjoy the combat a little bit more. Because at first, when I was playing, it's like, okay, so this is God of War. I can go up to somebody and smash their face in by repeatedly hitting buttons. No, that didn't work. I kept dying. So, I figured out a way to throw the axe, bring it back, throw it, bring it back. I did that for a little bit. It's like, okay, this is interesting, but not as fun as what I remember God of War used to be. Then eventually, with more unlocks of the skill tree, I started to figure out, okay, there's a lot more combos I can finally do without getting my ass whooped. So it's starting to be a little bit more fun, finally.
Yeah, it starts to pick up.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You'll get super invested once it hits a certain point.
The thing. I'm waiting for that thing.
Yes. The thing.
The thing.
Yeah, there's a thing that happens in that game, and when it happens, you have to finish the game. Because it's just, my God, the thing. It's so good. That game's so good. I haven't played a game that good since probably The Witcher 3. Okay, so because we said what's going to happen this week, and next week's episode will be falling right after. This week's episode will go up on normal Tuesday, but all the next week's episodes will be going up as soon as conferences end, or as soon as we can at least get together to talk about the conferences. So next week's episode will be a Microsoft EA conference, basically talk about. So what we're going to do here is we're going to talk about the conferences, what's going to happen, what we think will happen, what we want to happen. And first we'll start with Xbox. So Xbox is at 1 o'clock next Sunday, and they have the most to gain / lose from this thing. What do you guys think is going to happen? And then, what do you think is going to happen? And then, what do you want to happen?
Show us the games. We need games, please. Exclusives. Something. Give us something for this most powerful console on Earth. Who cares if there's no fucking games to play?
Well, there's going to be Forza. Yeah. Forza Horizon 4.
Oh, yeah.
Forza Horizon 4 will be great, and I'm going to buy it for sure, because Forza Horizon 3 was the reason I even bought an Xbox One in the first place, because I was like, that looks like such a good racing game that I wanted to play it, and Forza Horizon 4 will probably be
just as good, awesome, if not better.
But that's the thing is, like, that's the thing, that's like the one thing that Xbox has had has been, you know, Forza Horizon. It's an arcade racer game with, like,
customization,
more simulation sensibilities.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. But, like, what else are they going to have? Like, Crackdown 3, we still don't know when the fuck it's coming out. Like, does that game even exist anymore?
Is it good?
Like, is it? I mean, it's going to be on Game Pass. We know that.
Well, at least we get to try
it. A lot
of
people are predicting that Crackdown 3 will be on Game Pass, like, after the conference.
Doubt it.
It's like, no
Doubt
way.
It. No way.
There's no way.
That game is not ready.
No.
Holidays.
That's absolutely insane.
But if they put it against Spider-Man, they're dumb.
True.
No, they won't. It won't come out until 2019. It's not coming out until 2019.
So is there only 2018 game for the fall Forza. Going to be Forza Horizon?
No way. They'll announce some more, I think, at the conference. You have the Halo spinoff that will come out this holiday season for sure.
A first-person shooter Halo spinoff or a third-person Halo game?
I don't know. We don't know. I'm not sure what they're going to do yet. I feel like with the way the mainline Halo games are going, the Halo spinoffs, I'm more invested in them because I'm kind of... 343 doesn't really know what the fuck they're doing with the main Halo games.
It's terrible.
Let's be honest.
There's so much lore that they could use, and they're not utilizing any of it. They talked about Blue Team. They could have done so much more with them, and it was so exciting to finally see them in a video game, but they didn't do shit with it.
That was the weird thing about someone who's like doesn't really give a shit about Halo, and then I went from Halo 4, where you played as the Master Chief the whole game, pretty much, and then Halo 5 is like, okay, now he's part of a team. Wait, what the fuck? Why is he now all of a sudden part of a team? And why is this weird dude who sounds like Knack chasing them? He has his own team. And like, what is going on? Like, the jump from 4 to 5 is just makes no sense at all unless you've read like tons of lore.
No.
And it's like, I don't know why the fuck they did that.
If you read at least one of the books, I'd say like The Fall of Reach, at least, you would know why we were so excited about seeing this team realized in a video game. Because the characters...
Halo Reach.
Well, yeah, but that has nothing to do with the lore.
Halo Reach is fucking...
That's its own thing.
The story is just a shit show.
Yeah, that's just its own thing. But if you read any, like at least that book, you would know how John, the Master Chief, grew up and who he was surrounded with and how the Spartan 2s were so amazing and how those characters were supposed to be so unique, but they didn't realize any of that lore at all. It was such a waste.
Yeah. Yeah, 343.
Yeah,
is
Halo 5
trash.
Sucks. I'm just gonna put that out there.
The multiplayer is really good. They fucking nailed the multiplayer.
Me and Ricky have actually played the multiplayer, and it's fun.
It's fun.
It feels kind of Call of Duty-ish is my only real problem with it.
Yeah.
It's
the running.
But yeah, that story mode's terrible. I was glad I played through it just to see it, and it was very pretty on my Xbox X. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was like. So do we think Fable's coming back, or do we want Fable to come back?
That's a good question.
Like, Fable sucks. We're all in agreement. So, like, Fable sucks.
That's a good question.
Fable hasn't been good since Fable 1, right? Like, that's a good thing we all agree on.
Yeah.
Fable 2 was okay.
Fable 2 is okay.
But I'd say that's it. I would say that's it.
I played a little bit of Fable 2.
I would say that is it.
Yeah. After that, it just became more the motions just to make it look prettier and add some things. And
what did Fable 2 do from Fable 1 that was, like, really that big?
Good question.
I don't remember.
Oh, nothing.
I don't remember. I think it was just more Fable 1.
Yeah, it's just prettier.
And Fable 1 was cool. Like, I had fun with Fable 1, but I turned on Fable 2, and it was like, oh, this is just, like, Fable 1. Ah, Fable. Great. I don't want to play this. Well, like, and, like, the clunky-ass combat that Fable had was just... And then Fable 3, don't get me started on Fable 3.
Fable 3
do you think they'll
trash.
Reboot Fable, or do you think that this will just be called Fable 4?
I think what they will do is do Fable Remastered.
Oh no, God no! Do not do the PlayStation route.
Wait, didn't they already do Fable Remastered? Fable One?
No,
oh,
they
no,
did not.
They did Xbox One X.
Nope.
They should just start over and just start off with like make it just the name Fable, like what God of War did, and just reboot the whole damn thing because just forget about Fable 3. And just start over. It's gonna be a
wait. You guys didn't
you,
like Fable.
That is what they should do. That is what they should do. But what they will do is release Fable Trilogy Remastered.
Oh, God, no. Don't do the PlayStation thing. Please, no.
Wow.
Don't
now
do
it's
it.
Happening.
Don't do the PlayStation
it's happening.
Thing. That's horrible.
Okay.
You know it is.
God, if they do that, why don't they have any first party game? Anyways, Gears of War 5, the most, like...
Obvious.
Obvious game ever is going to be there because it was in that Walmart leak they talked
it's gonna
about.
It's going to happen.
I legit don't even give a shit anymore. Gears of War 4 was like fun for like a weekend playthrough, but then
it was a good story.
Like I remembered,
it was fun.
Then I remembered, oh, this game has multiplayer and it's not fun.
Shotgun.
It's like worse than Fortnite when it comes to just getting shotgun when you spawn. And so I was like, ugh.
If you don't know how to wall bounce in that game, you're not gonna do well.
I liked Gears of War 1, but I have not been a fan of that series in general.
Gears of War 3 is really good. Mm-hmm. Gears of War 4 is okay, like. The story was okay. Like, it didn't really do anything for me, but, like, me and Ricky played
through
it. It was fun.
It was fun. One time thing.
So Gears of War 5 will definitely be there. We all know that. Perfect Dark. Do we really want them
yes,
to bring
please.
Back
please. Yes,
this
yes,
is the
rarest yes,
game
yes,
that
yes.
they've been working on the side. This is the reason why that freaking all
After
the other stuff. Yeah,
was.
Yeah. exactly. No content.
Do you want Rare to make another game? Do we really want Rare to make another
I
game?
I want them to
well,
make a good game.
It's another first-person
I will
game,
give
like
them
the
chance.
Title for 360.
Yes. Yeah.
Wasn't that game terrible? Perfect
what?
Dark 360 launch.
Oh, that was an awful, 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 awful game.
Typical launch party game.
What was it called? Perfect Dark Zero?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Perfect Dark Zero is terrible.
Prequel.
What if? So we want this to be a third-person game?
No, we want it to be first-person.
Person. Reboot. We just reboot it. Just start it over.
So we want Sea of Thieves. We want the Sea of Thieves guys to make another first-person game.
Yes.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Because Perfect Dark was awesome.
Yes, it was.
I would even be happy with a remake, a modern remake of the original Perfect Dark. I'd be happy with that.
I'd be fine with that.
Going through this list we made is so weird because, like, this company has literally announced nothing, like, at all recently. They've literally used up all their cards. They're like, well, maybe this will be there. Maybe this will be there. So, fuck it. Blue Dragon. What the?
I don't actually know what this is.
All right, so let me talk about Blue Dragon, because it was one of my favorite Xbox titles back then. Blue Dragon is an RPG made from the Dragon Ball creators, made by the guy who did Chrono Trigger. So it was a really good, you know, typical RPG.
They're not making a Japanese RPG for an Xbox console, an exclusive Japanese RPG.
You never know.
I would bet you a lot of money that an exclusive Japanese game it will never ever happen on the Xbox.
Yeah,
it,
no, it's not gonna happen.
It's happened before, and
it happened. It happened with the 360.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and because the only reason Microsoft did that was because they needed market share in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, the Japanese are never, ever, 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 ever going to buy a Microsoft console.
That's true.
That's why Persona doesn't even come out on Xbox at all, and Persona is like, you know, one of the biggest, if not the biggest Japanese RPG besides Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Final Fantasy comes out on everything because it's Final Fantasy. But yeah, I just don't see this happening. Like I remember seeing this game, Blue mm-hmm. Dragon, but I just nothing Japanese will ever, 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 ever be exclusively on Xbox ever again.
Well, I have hope, and I've seen some rumors floating around the internet about this happening, and it would be one of the biggest surprises if this becomes true. So we will see.
If this becomes true, I'll eat my shoe.
Okay, I'll hold you to that.
I'll eat a hat. I'll eat a fucking hat. In things that we wish for, Mech Assault, which was that the game you had to have a big ass controller?
No.
You're thinking
of
Steel Battalion.
That was a PC. Yeah, Steel Battalion. That was PC exclusive.
Okay.
No. That was Xbox only.
It was?
Yeah, Xbox only.
Too?
And my friend owned one of those things. The game wasn't that great, but it's just that freaking control was just so fun to figure out. You die is like permadeath and everything. It was just.
Didn't it also cost like a shitload of money for the controller?
Yeah, it was like $300 for the game. Yeah.
Fuck.
With the controller.
Mech Assault is just, it's just a robot game, right? Is there anything special
about it?
It's Mech
Warrior.
It's Mech Warrior, but Xbox.
Okay.
It's a more arcadey Mech Warrior.
Mm-hmm. It's...
So like normally in the Mech Warrior games, you like get your mech and then you customize it with all this other shit. In Mech Assault, you basically had the mechs preset.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of an arcade game. It was very fun. I loved that game on the original Xbox.
Oh, yeah. So this would probably be like a $30 game.
No.
It'd be a full game.
Yeah.
Really.
Full story.
The original Mech Assault was a full game, and it was
now,
very good.
Now, this next one that you guys put on here is one I can definitely get behind. Crimson Sky.
No North.
Which was a demo disc. I remember the Xbox had a demo disc when you went to the Walmart, and it had that game on it. And it was like a plane fighting game, and it was like the Red Baron mixed with like steampunk. Basically.
Such a great game.
That, like, a good...
That's correct.
It looked rad.
Yes.
Like, if they made that for the Xbox One, like, that'd be cool as shit. That would be awesome.
Nate, I need you to download this game. I'll even pay for it for you. Download it for the Xbox Originals and play it on the One X. This is one of those games that like, one of my favorites growing up. It has Nolan North as the main character, so I know you can get behind that, but I want you to try it.
Oh, I love me some Nolan North.
I want you to try it.
Okay.
It's one of the best games that was on the original Xbox. It still holds up today.
Yeah.
It still holds up
today. Oh, yeah.
It's not ugly?
I don't know if it's ugly, but...
It holds up.
Gameplay-wise, it's still very
good. It holds
up.
All right. Well, I would love to see... I'm going to... Well, I guess I'll give a little bit of impressions once I play through it then.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to see it next week. We'll see, though. And then in the other... Another news, the most...
Not surprising.
Unsurprising thing ever. Apparently, there's going to be a Halo 6 teaser, which, I mean...
It's not coming out this year.
What else does Microsoft have? Like, Halo, Gears, Forza, those are their things.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's known for.
That's why we want other shit, because we're sick of it. Just like Sony, like, everyone was getting sick of, you know, the Uncharted Resistance Killzone, and they changed it, and they became The Last of Us, Horizon Zero Dawn, and, well, now Spider-Man.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's kind of crazy to see, like, what Sony's done with changing stuff and how Microsoft's like, nah, six fucking Halo games, bitch.
Well, the nice thing about Sony is that they tend to, every generation, kind of change up what their primary, like, lead franchises are. And Microsoft, I think Microsoft kind of trying to do what Nintendo does, where they just release different iterations of the same series over and over again. The difference is that Nintendo's games are usually pretty fucking good.
Usually.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is also Nintendo's been doing it since, like, the 80s.
Yeah.
Microsoft's been doing it since the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, Halo is cool. Like, Halo Combat Evolved was, like, a revolution, and it doesn't maybe hold up as well now. But
it defined what gaming is.
It was,
like,
the most important shooter, and it defined the first-person shooter genre. But the thing is, like, if I never play another Gears of War game again, I would be fine. It's not going to ever be like, oh, man, I wish I could play another Gears of War game. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm down to wait like a decade.
Yeah, and I think Forza is good because it is, I think, the standard for racing games, like, in all honesty. Yep. Like, as much as it's like what Gran Turismo was back on the PS2. And they're good games. It's just, God, like, Forza Motorsport doesn't fucking interest me at all. Like, I wanted to try and find a way to play Forza Motorsport just to look at it on the X. And I went to your house and played it, Ricky. And I was like, my God, this is the most unintuitive thing for someone who does not want to play a simulation racing game.
If you don't like cars and you don't like how they work, then you won't enjoy it. That's what Gran Turismo was based.
Then just play fucking Horizon. Yeah. Then just play fucking
Horizon. That's what Horizon was made for. Horizon was made for people who don't like that Gran Turismo control and realism. And Forza Motorsport was exactly Gran Turismo, but on Xbox. But with more customization.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
so
also
we'll close out this list and get to Sony real quick. So Master Chief Collection on Game Pass and probably PC, and maybe finally fixed after 3 years.
Yep, that's the idea.
Something, right?
Finally.
Has it been 3 years really since it?
Yes.
Yes. God, that's sad.
Really? Yeah.
God,
really, yeah.
That's sad. I don't know how they messed it up so bad. And then they have to have at least one new third-person adventure IP, which could be Fable or whatever. But I mean, it has to be third-person because that's what Sony's done. Yep. That's how Sony's killed everybody this generation. Is, yes, you know, they have the deals with the Call of Duties and whatever, all that crap. But third-person, single-player adventure game is what is keeping Microsoft in last place.
And there's been some rumors of a studio that they haven't announced yet. They put a job listing up for that exact thing, to match up with Uncharted, to match up with Horizon. They put studies out saying they want to make a game just like that. So hopefully we see that game this year.
Yeah, I don't think the studio would. I don't think they'd be able to show something unless it's like, this is a concept for something we're going to launch in a long fucking time.
Maybe they'll do an EA thing. Show it.
Yeah.
Show us that.
And then you put on here Battletoads, but fuck that.
That was Jake. That wasn't me.
I want Battletoads. Maybe Battletoads is a third-person adventure game that we need.
Okay, now. Microsoft's gonna be in last place for the rest of the time they exist.
All right, move.
I'm just saying. Hey, it could be good. It could be good.
No, it
could definitely be good.
Anyways,
we'll move on
to PlayStation, which would be Monday night at 6 o'clock, same night as Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Which, God, why is it always the same time as the finals? so they've kind of, like, I guess the head of Sony, who actually met at PSX right last year, what's Sean Layden, I think his name is, really nice guy, like, super cool. I guess he went on a podcast and was like, hey, we're focusing on 4 games. And we're going to do big, deep dives into those games, and then we'll also have, like, third-party stuff and reveals from other stuff and all that crap. But the 3 games that they're focusing on for this E3 specifically are Spider-Man, Death Stranding, The Ghosts of Tsushima.
Good try.
And The Last of Us Part 2. So those are, like, the 4 big games that we're guaranteed to see gameplay, which is awesome because Spider-Man is launching in September. They've said that Death Stranding could be launching next year, it looks like, maybe. And then Ghost, we don't know. Last of Us would probably either be next year or would be a launch title for their new system, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
So Spider-Man, I think we've seen enough. I don't think we need to talk about it. It's a Spider-Man game. It's going to be really good because it's Insomniac. Yep. Like, everyone's pretty hyped on that. Like, it looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I'm definitely picking it up day one.
And then Death Stranding. I'm so excited to see it's like to see what this thing looks like. Just to see
what is it? What is it? How does it play? What kind of game is it?
I was at the Game Awards last year when they revealed that 10-minute thing.
Oh, we saw your face online.
And I was like, what the fuck is this thing? And my wife turns to me and goes, what the fuck did we just watch? And why was the baby in its throat?
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I feel like when Kojima sits down to come up with a new game, he's like, I'm going to take like 5 tabs of acid, eat an eighth of shrooms, and then whatever comes out of my mind, we're making a game of it.
And I'm sure it's going to be really good. And, like, Sony's really smart for, like, getting the exclusive rights to Kojima's new game.
Yes, they were.
But, like, what the fuck is this thing? Like, I can't wait to see what it is. I've heard that it takes, like, 2 or 3 hours before it actually makes sense. Or, like, what it actually is when you're playing it. Like, that dude, he's crazy. Like, I don't like Metal Gear Solid because I don't like stealth games. But, like, I've looked at the plot of those games and it's just the most insane shit. Mm-hmm. So a brand new IP that he created from the ground up that with gameplay at E3, like, it's going to be insane. And that alone should probably be how they close the show, I personally think. Yep. But the problem is they probably won't because they also have the freaking Last of Us Part 2, which we still don't even know what it's about, what's going on in it. I mean,
it's going to be good.
It's super exciting.
It's going to be good.
Because it's going to be good because Naughty Dog doesn't make bad games. Nope. The last bad game they made was Jack X Combat Racing on the fucking PS2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how long it's been since they made a bad game. I'm just curious to see, like, is this game, like, are you still playing as Joel? Are you playing as Ellie? Like, what's going to happen?
Probably both.
I think you're playing as Ellie.
I'll say both. They're going to do a timeline split.
You think so?
That's what I'm thinking. No, I think they're not going to tell you what happened to Joel.
Mm.
And it's just going to be Ellie. And then you'll figure it out as you go through the game. Maybe Joel will be the bad guy.
That'd be crazy.
Neil Druckmann is probably the closest thing we have to like a truly great game director in this industry. I think like his direction and what he does with games is pretty amazing. And I'm honestly just curious to see what they do with this thing, just because The Last of Us was so unexpected. Like, I was like, oh, you know, it's Naughty Dog, so it'll be good. But what is this thing? You know, it was completely different than Uncharted.
I wouldn't say completely.
Well, I mean, not completely. It was still third-person action game, of course. But I'm saying, like, it was just it was a huge, like, departure, and there was so much to it. That it was so complicated. There was a few times in that game, like, and I haven't done this in a long time until that game, was something would happen, and I would put the controller down. And I was like, holy shit, like, this is fucking crazy. And that game's just, it's very special. And then the last of those 4 games is Ghost of Tsushima, which is the one we know the least about. It's from Sucker Punch, and Sucker Punch doesn't really make bad games either. But it's a samurai game, like period samurai game, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's no cyberpunk stuff going on with it.
I don't think so. I think it's just like it's a period game. Piece samurai game. Yeah.
You know what I want out of this game? I used to play this game on the PS2 called Bushido Blade. I want another one of those. I want another one of those. I really hope it's something like that.
This will be interesting because it's like a really big departure from the Infamous series, which is what they did, which was a superhero game, to like a grounded Japanese samurai game in probably open world Japan, which I'm pretty sure they said it's open world. It's just sort of weird, and like we don't know what it's about. All we've seen is that one trailer where it looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
we don't know if it's an engine. We don't know if that was CG. So we'll see. I want to see some gameplay on this game. We'll see what it looks like.
I'm very excited. They've said that'll be a gameplay demo as well. The 4 games we mentioned will all have gameplay demos in some sort. I kind of want Spider-Man not to personally. I'd like them to spend more time on other stuff. But I mean, that game looks so good. I'm okay with whatever they show.
I feel like they have to on Spider-Man because contractually, they have to talk.
Well, the crazy thing about it is they haven't said they're going to show Days Gone, and Days Gone had this big feature in Game Informer last month. Which that game looks really cool. Actually, there's some stuff. It's looking more like a game now. It doesn't look so much like a tech demo. But I don't even know if it'll be on the stage. Like,
I wouldn't put it on the stage if I were Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was so much gameplay of it in that Game Informer thing. I feel like you just put it away and say, or you put up a trailer and be like, "Days Gone coming out February, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, cool, Days Gone's coming out. Like, that game looks really cool. There's
Game looks okay. Like the game, from what I've watched in the demos and everything, I think this might be one of those games that kind of falls to the wayside. Compared to the rest of Sony's lineup, I think this is probably the weakest one out of the ones that came out soon.
Yeah, I feel like it's a game that's hitting 4 or 5 years too late.
Yeah.
I feel like it is the weakest of the lineup, but when it's this strong of a lineup, like, that's the thing is, like, I watched all those videos. Like, I watched that first hour of the game, and, like, it's really cool, like, how the game is basically about your character and his bike, and, like, it was cool to see them, like, fight this horde of just zombies, and, it, like, because in those videos originally it was like, oh, this is just a tech demo, a bunch of zombies, but, like, in the game there's actually areas that just have a bunch of zombies, and if you wake them up, they fucking chase the shit out of you. And that stuff's really cool because I don't think games do, like, hordes of zombies or hordes of something well. Like, I can't name a game that did it well besides, like, Left 4 Dead, and it still wasn't, like, hordes. It was, like, you know, 20 of them chasing you. So, like, seeing a horde chasing you in open-world setting, it's a lot of it seems pretty cool. And apparently, like, the game isn't scripted when it comes to, like, stuff going on in the like in the open world. Like, things will just randomly happen to you. Like, you'll get clotheslined and you'll fall off your bike and have to fight shit. Like, that kind of stuff sounds cool. Obviously, like, we won't know till it's out. Like, just they're keeping a lot of quiet about it. But I think it might be pretty cool. But, I mean, when you have this big of a lineup that they have, it's probably not going to be as good. Moving on, Dreams apparently was at the Judges Week. Mm-hmm. A lot of people got to see it and talk about it. Everyone's saying it's really fucking cool, which is awesome because I really like Little Big Planet. And everyone's saying, like, this is basically Little Big Planet on crack cocaine. Like, you can do literally anything, create anything, make anything. Did you guys play Little Big Planet? I know.
Yeah.
They didn't like it. Okay. They didn't like the last one.
You don't like Little Big Planet?
I love Little Big Planet. I love the originals, but the latest iteration wasn't great to me. I don't think
the four player co-op.
Yeah, the co-op wasn't solid. The levels were glitchy. I don't know. I didn't enjoy it as much as the prior two. Honestly.
Well, the third one wasn't made by Media Molecule. Yeah,
that's probably why.
By somebody else.
That's probably why.
So, but I still enjoyed it for what it was. I liked, you know, the characters were all cute and fun. Mm-hmm. This thing apparently is way more. You can create everything. Like, apparently the tools are a lot more intuitive. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be cool. I don't think they show this on the stage.
No, I doubt it. They're probably going to show, like, a trailer. And, Oxy, I wanted to talk about...
I think they'll announce a beta.
I wanted to talk about James a little bit because, you know, I know you've been hearing good things about it, but I've actually been hearing the opposite. I'm hearing that, you know, it's not as intuitive as you think to make the game. There's really not much gameplay there. It's more of a Mario Creator than a game. Like, there's really not much pre-made for it.
Mario Maker was great.
Mario Maker's great,
Mario Maker was really
but you
good.
Have to have the
Even
right tools.
Even Jeff Gerstmann said that Dreams is rad, and Jeff Gerstmann hates everything.
Yeah. Dreams is bad?
That's saying something.
You said Dreams is bad.
He said Dreams is good.
Okay.
You said rad, I think.
Rad. Okay.
Rad.
Gotcha.
I said rad. Yeah, and Jeff Gerstmann hates everything, so him saying something's good is like, whoa. He also really liked Mario Maker. I'm curious to see what this is. I think they announce a beta.
Yeah.
I think that's like it's like something they do in the pre-show because they do that weird like half-hour pre-show before the show. I think they're like, Dreams beta coming August, something like that. And that's what they do with that. Remasters. The guys who made Shadow of the Colossus are apparently making a huge remaster. I have no idea what it is. I've heard Siphon Filter.
Siphon Filter.
Ooh, what?
I've heard Siphon Filter. Yeah. That was something that the Giant Bomb talked about recently. That the I think they're called Blue Point. Their remaster is going to be Siphon Filter.
That would be awesome. I wouldn't mind that.
Like a next gen Siphon Filter type game. And then obviously, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. What's the game with the skull guy?
Medieval
is coming to PS4 in a remaster much like they did with Crash Bandicoot. They announced that at PSX, and I guarantee there's a trailer for that. I don't think they come out and do a demo of it. That's just not something you do a demo of on a stage like that. But that's cool.
You'd be surprised. Never count Sony out to do really dumb demos on stage.
Wonderbook.
It's been a long time since they did that. Like their last two shows have been really good because it's just like Layden comes out, talks, they show trailer, show some gameplay, show trailer, show some gameplay, show trailer, show some gameplay, and they do it for an hour and then like, oh, we're going home.
I will never count Sony out for having really shitty press conferences out of nowhere. You remember the PS3, the giant enemy crab?
Yeah, but do you remember
Ridge Racer? Come on, guys, it's Ridge Racer.
Do you remember Microsoft with the Kinect?
Yeah, that was also really bad.
Yes.
There's been some really bad conferences.
But we're talking about PlayStation here, okay? You don't need to be over to Microsoft right now.
Yeah.
Well, I remember Wonder Book. I was like, so I was almost in tears.
Yes, I was laughing.
You literally cried.
So then Shadows Die Twice was like a thing they showed at
PSX, right?
At no. It was the Game Awards they showed.
Oh, that's right.
And they didn't show what it was exactly.
Bloodborne.
I think it's Bloodborne 2. I think they closed the show with either a demo of Last of Us or Ghost of Tsushima or Death Stranding, or they closed it being like Bloodborne 2 coming exclusively to PS4 2019. And that would be pretty big because Bloodborne, I think, was the first Souls game I ever played and the last Souls game I ever played. because I really liked Bloodborne and I don't like the Souls games, which is weird. I just don't like the way the Souls games play. Like the Bloodborne, it was more fast. And I think a lot of people still to this day say it's the best game on PS4, which is crazy because that
Bloodborne,
game came out.
I think,
like,
is the best game of this generation.
You think it's the best game of this generation?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that game it's really phenomenal. Good.
If it ran better, then yes, I would have to agree.
They fixed it after the fact.
Yeah, they patched it a lot, but when it first came out,
it runs great on PS4.
It still has
Pro
frame pacing issues, yeah. But I think on the Pro they're solved.
Yeah, it runs much better on the Pro than it did on the original PlayStation by far.
Oh yeah,
by far.
I bet it's awesome on PS4 Pro. I've never tried it because I don't know, I haven't played it since I beat it. I couldn't believe I beat that game and got like the ending where you actually kill the moon beast thing.
Spoiler.
The story of that game is fucking weird. it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. And then I think, like, finally we'll see exclusive DLC deals with Call of Duty and Red Dead Redemption, mm-hmm. Because those are the two biggest games of the year, obviously. Just like, I think, I forgot.
You won't see Red Dead.
I think,
they'll talk about
be
it.
There, but
they'll talk about
yeah.
it.
No, maybe, actually, you know what?
They won't even talk about it.
Because Rockstar doesn't do E3.
No, they don't.
Oh, you're right.
I think Call of Duty's blackout mode will be shown on the stage. I think that will be the showing for Call of Duty will be like, this is Blackout. And they show like a weird trailer thing of what Blackout actually is in like a gameplay demo thing, which is their Battle Royale.
Battle Royale.
That's going to be the big thing. That's the big thing with Black Ops 4, like we talked about last week, is this Battle Royale mode, mm-hmm. if it's good or not. Because if Call of Duty nails Battle Royale, it's going to change because a lot of people are tired of Fortnite, like you mm-hmm. said, because of some of the bullshit and also the building. People are tired of PUBG because it runs like shit still on Xbox One, and it's almost been, it's been out for 6 or 7 months now. It still runs like shit, mm-hmm. even on one Xbox One X.
Still runs like shit on PC, and they still only have, they're only coming out with their third map now.
Mm-hmm.
And
then
Fortnite changes up their map every season.
Well, and then also, like, H1Z1 has 5 million players on PS4 in the free-to-play version. So, I mean, there's definitely room for other Battle Royale games on PS4, and I bet there is on Xbox One as well. So, if Call of Duty can nail Battle Royale and make it really fun, like, it's going to be huge.
Well, I think they're also going to show PUBG on PS4. Because that's been coming. That's been in the pipeline for a while.
I think that's a pre-show thing, in all honesty. I don't think that's something you show on the stage just because of the bad publicity it's had lately.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, probably.
But so moving on to Nintendo, this one's kind of a weird thing, so we don't really know what they're going to do. Like, obviously, they've announced Metroid Prime 4.
Well, we've seen the leaks, right?
We've seen a leak. It has not been announced.
There's been so many leaks. No, Metroid Prime 4 was announced. Remember they showed a title screen.
Yeah, they showed it last E3.
Last E3, yeah. And people were like, oh my god, title screen. I was like, holy shit, like, fuck. If you guys go that crazy for a title screen, imagine when they show gameplay. Mm-hmm. As someone who doesn't like the Metroid Prime series, I don't have anything to say. But Jake, like, what do you think this thing will be?
I really, 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 really hope it's good. I love the Metroid series. It's one of my favorite series in gaming. Super Metroid is my all-time favorite game ever made. Metroid Prime 4, I think, is going to be awesome. Because it's not being done by Retro, and a lot of people are leery about that, but Retro's been kind of shit lately. So, I don't remember.
I don't think they talked about that yet.
But I think it's... Is it Bandai that's doing it?
Might be Bandai.
I don't remember, but... I'm excited for it. I'm excited for anything Metroid that's not Federation Force or other.
Oh god.
So Yeah, I remember when Federation Force was announced, it felt like a slap in the face.
Oh, terrible, terrible.
I remember that. You were so mad.
Oh, my God.
It was so funny. It was so funny. Oh, my God.
I was furious.
It'd be cool to see what they do with it. I mean, obviously, like, they have to show... the other one they have to show is Bayonetta 3. Like, what is it? Because that was another game they showed a title screen for and then didn't announce the game. Like, didn't show it. They just, like... So, those are, like, the two games we know, like, what the title screen is, and that's cool, but, like, what the fuck is the game? Mm-hmm. Like, those
we know what to expect from Bayonetta.
And then the funny thing is, when they first revealed the Switch, they revealed a Yoshi game, and they stopped talking about it completely. It just went away. So like it's been weird, like Nintendo with some of that stuff. But then a lot of the leaks have mentioned a Star Fox game called Star Fox Grand Prix. Have you guys seen these leaks? What the hell they could be?
Like, I think it's a racing game.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, right? That's what it has to be. But like, is it like an F-Zero Star Fox game or is it a Mario Kart Star Fox game? What the hell is this thing?
I'm not sure. I know people are going to be pissed if it's a racing game because people are going to be like, "Where the fuck is my F-Zero at?"
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think F-Zero's ever coming back.
It will. Personally. It will.
That's the thing is, like, it's funny because Nintendo hit so many things in, like, in the 90s and 80s and stuff. So there's so many different franchises they have, but they've relied on the same, like, you know, four or five franchises for so long. When they come back to one, it's like people expect a lot more than what they're getting. Like, the last Star Fox game was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
I never even played it.
It was garbage.
And I like Star Fox.
I played a little bit of it, and I was like, this is bad.
Garbage.
They had, I think the guys who were making Scalebound make it. Platinum. Platinum made that game.
Yeah, yeah, Platinum made it.
Yeah, Platinum hasn't made a good game in a long time.
Well, Bayonetta 2.
So, Star Fox, F-Zero.
Nier Automata.
Nier was amazing.
Nier Automata, you're right. Nier was good.
Nier was amazing.
Actually, you're right. What was the other game you mentioned?
Shit. I just drew a blank on it.
Oh, okay. So do we think Star Fox or F-Zero will be there?
I think Star Fox will. F-Zero will probably be next year.
I think F-Zero. I think the Star Fox leaks are bullshit.
I think all the leaks that have come out so far are bullshit, except for that Walmart one, in all honesty.
Yeah.
I think the Walmart's the only leak we can trust. Mm-hmm. And then they announced a Pokemon game this week, which would be normally in the news. Mm-hmm. It was called, like, Hey You Eevee and Hey You Pikachu, right?
Something or
like
Let's Go. Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee. And it's really just Pokemon Go with a story mode and a battle system.
Oh, cool. That's not what I want to play. That doesn't sound fun at all, but I'm sure there's people who love it.
No, but they also announced a third Pokemon game on top of that, the real mainline RPG game. These are more for, like... You know, the casual players who play Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
But a third one is going to be announced and probably shown during this E3 whatever video.
That's cool. I mean, like, what kind of title could they do now? They've done Red and Blue, like Crystal and Sapphire, X and Y, like Sun and Moon. What could these two, like, the next thing be called? I'm so
shit
curious.
And piss.
I'm just curious what they'll do next. Like, what is the next, like, this and this? Because they've got to be running out of DIs, right? Like, Niners and Raiders. Like, what the fuck? I think that Pokemon game will be there for sure. I mean, they're doing another Nintendo Direct, and it'll probably be like an hour-long show, and that's definitely something that'll be there. Mario Party, maybe like going back to traditional Mario Party, not the like everyone in a car bullshit that they were doing on the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
The really frustrating shit. Although I think Mario Party's bad. Like, going back and playing it, like, me and Ricky played it.
Hey, that was fun.
It was fun, but it's a bad game.
Oh, yeah, terrible.
Here's my dream announcement at this Nintendo press conference is Animal Crossing for Nintendo Switch. They did the weird fucking phone game, which was okay and kind of fun for a little bit, but, like, I think we want a real Animal Crossing, and especially, like, with the success of, like, Stardew Valley, like, I feel like a real Animal Crossing could be amazing. And the thing is, like, one thing they've done recently is they release a mobile game, and then they generally release, like, a full-fledged game shortly after that. Like, the Run Mario game came out, and then Odyssey, for instance.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think Animal Crossing, if it's there, would probably be, like, my get-hype moment of E3. Because I really want that for Switch. I want Switch games. Honestly, like, that tennis game's cool, but, like, what the fuck is coming? Like, the Smash Bros.
We'll get
like,
them. Smash Bros. Is coming out this year.
Yeah, that's this holiday, yeah.
Yes, it comes out this holiday season.
I don't even really like Smash Bros. That much because it's like the last one was put such a sour taste in my mouth because it was just the fighting on, like, and it was just the fighting. Like, there wasn't anything else to it. Like, I liked the story mode in the Wii game. Do you remember?
Subspace Emissary.
It was so good. I want that again. They should do that. Or Melee, like, had so much to it. Like,
oh, yes.
Like, the Wii U version felt so bare bones compared to what the GameCube and Wii versions were.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm curious what the next version of that game would be. Or if they're just going to be like, we're just going to make the Wii U one with the more characters and a few better things. Like, they still haven't told us that, which makes me think the reason they haven't said because it's actually the Wii U version.
It's going to be a new version. They talked about that. Yeah.
It's a completely new game.
When did they say it's a completely new game? Because I have not seen anything that says that.
They haven't said it. They haven't said it, but if it was just a port of the Wii U version, why would they have just teased it and shown off, you know, the new character? Like, it's got a new logo, too. It's got a different logo than Smash 4. So I definitely think it's a new game.
It has to be.
Well, and that'll probably be out when they launch the online service in September, which I won't be paying $20 a year for because garbage. Nintendo servers are garbage. Anytime I played Splatoon, it's ran okay for a little bit and then it just starts lagging. Nintendo's don't know how to do online properly, and it sucks because Splatoon's probably one of the more fun online games out there. Then they announced a Fire Emblem game last year, so I imagine they have to show gameplay of that Fire Emblem game and give it a release date, right? A traditional Fire Emblem game.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, there's going to be a new Fire Emblem on the Switch, which will be nice. I love Fire Emblem. It's a fun series.
And then, in the vein of everyone gets ports and everyone gets remasters, what else can they remaster from Wii U to put on Switch that they haven't already?
I don't think it's going to be Wii U. I think it's going to be, you're going to get a port of Fortnite. You're going to get Paladins. You're going to get
Fallout Remastered
/ Anniversary, whatever they're going to call it, because I'm pretty sure that's coming too.
Bethesda loves those remasters.
Yeah, it's just going to be ports of all the major titles and shit.
Yeah.
There is a rumor about this really popular mobile game that's a MOBA. I think it's called like Arena of Valor or whatever, that's supposed to be getting a Switch port, and people are excited about that for some reason.
I think Paladins would be a cool game on Switch, actually. I really like Paladins. I played that a lot on PS4.
Also, Overwatch on Switch.
Yeah, I can see that.
That would surprise me. And then we'll see what Nintendo, there could be a lot of surprises. That could be a lot of fun, I think, actually, because we don't know a ton about them, just like Microsoft. But the thing is, Nintendo actually puts out games that are good. So moving on, EA takes place Saturday next week, and we'll be talking about that probably a little bit. Microsoft will be the focus next week at first, but we will talk a little bit about EA. They have to say they're sorry, right, for the Super
Everything.
Battlefront
Everything.
Shit, right?
Oh, my God.
What a terrible company. Part of me wants to watch it just to see how bad it is.
No,
but, EA is the worst company in the world when it comes to just video. I mean, maybe video game-wise. I can't think Comcast is probably the worst company in the world, obviously. But EA's got to be, top five, right? Like, they're just terrible. And, every new information I hear about Battlefield 5, even from, stuff we've heard from last week, from when we podcast last week, just makes me want it less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so bad that they let them do that to that game. Like, apparently now it has, squad kill streaks and stuff. But instead of shitting on Battlefield 5 again, what do you think they'll announce? I think that they'll announce probably, a Garden Warfare 3, probably.
I don't think they're going to announce anything worthwhile. I think all we're going to see is Madden, FIFA, Anthem, Battlefield, maybe Garden Warfare 3.
Racing games.
I think Unravel 2 is there.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Unravel 1 is really good. It's really
good. Oh, there will be a tour announcement, too.
A tour? Oh.
Yeah, there will be an announcement for some new expansion for the Old Republic, I'm sure.
I'd like to see a new Star Wars, third-person game.
Oh, wait, that's right. There is supposed to be a new Star Wars third-person game.
But they canceled that studio. They closed that.
No. They're apparently still doing one with a different studio now.
I really don't like EA, but I'm going to watch it because I'm curious to see what they do. But I imagine what it'll be is it'll be much like last year, and then they'll do like an hour of Snoop Dogg and all them playing Battlefield 5 after the show.
They'll all be smoking weed.
This is the worldwide reveal, and then the fucking thing will come up on the bottom of the screen. It's like worldwide Battlefield reveal in 30 minutes. Oh, like, fucking stop! I hate you. Go away. So then Bethesda is Sunday night. And they've announced already Fallout 76, which we talked a little bit about. And Fallout 76 is basically, it looks like a survival online game. That's what they're saying.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Pass. And then what could possibly be the game of the show for me, Rage 2, which is made by the guys who made Mad Max, Avalanche Studios, and Mad Max is phenomenal. Like, I think that game's actually way underrated. I think it's exactly what a Mad Max game should be. It's probably just a little bit to the point where maybe it just didn't need to be as open world like as that game was, because a lot of it was barren, but that was a cool game. Like, you had decked out the car. Like, Rage 2 looks really good.
Could be good. Could be really good.
And I'm really excited to see. I liked the trailer they showed. Is there anything we think that Bethesda will announce?
I think you'll get a teaser for sequel to Doom.
You think a Doom sequel already?
I think it's too soon.
Yeah, a teaser for it.
Might be too soon.
Rage 2 is going to be their next big one. Mm-hmm. You'll probably get some more info, like, oh, this stuff's coming for Quake Champions, which everybody has forgotten about.
I think they reveal Starfield.
Oh yeah, Starfield. Lots of people talking about Starfield right now.
Which is apparently their big, ambitious, open world space game.
Yep.
That won't be out this will be out next year,
most likely.
A lot of the leaks have said.
Yep.
Obviously there's not much a lot of people know, but I think that is a big part of that conference, is that they reveal Starfield finally, and people get like super hyped for it. And then obviously the dates for 76, dates for Rage 2, all that stuff.
There will be something for Elder Scrolls Online. Apparently, from all the rumors I've heard, Elder Scrolls 6 hasn't even begun development yet.
That's insane. Yeah, I think they could. There's other stuff they could reveal, but like Bethesda, it's kind of interesting because they're saying this is their biggest show ever, but they've already announced two huge games in the last 2 weeks, in Rage 2 and Fallout 76. So like, what more could they really announce is kind of the thing. Rage 2 is probably because of that Walmart leak.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ubisoft, Division 2. God, I hope they don't show the crew too, because it's so bad.
They'll probably show it. Any kind of excuse to show open world games, they will show it.
You know what I'd like to see? For Honor 2.
That's... Too soon.
I know, but I liked For Honor. It was a great idea, and I really enjoyed it until like the community ruined it. Yeah, the community ruined that game.
As they often do.
Yeah. Splinter Cell be announced. I think that's a given.
That was leaked. That was in a Walmart leak. So that's for sure coming.
Yeah, that'll be there. I want to see another Watch Dogs, but I don't know what I'd want out of it, because I got my Bay Area Watch Dogs game.
That was awesome.
And I don't know if you can outdo that game. Like, that is Silicon Valley. Like, Silicon Valley is just the tech hub of the world. So like, I don't know if you can outdo that game, but I'm sure they'll definitely try.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they'll reveal Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and it'll be a game where you play as a Spartan.
Sparta.
I have no idea what the hell that game is, and I really hope they fix the comments.
I doubt it's a game where you play as a Spartan.
I don't know.
It could be.
It'll be in Greece, but I'll bet you play as someone from Athens.
Athens.
Maybe it'll be like about the Iliad and the Odyssey.
I really hope so, because I love Greek mythology, and they could really make a good series out of this if they make the character lovable like they did with
Ezio. They're not going to make a series out of any of these games ever again.
They should.
I think they're just going to create a new protagonist every time, because Origins protagonist, Bayek, is probably one of the best protagonists they've had since Ezio, and the combat in that game is so bad. Like, it was the only reason I don't like that game, just because of how good Bayek actually was. Mm-hmm. But I think they just create a new protagonist every game they make. And I don't think this game comes out this year. I think this is a game for next year.
I agree.
And then the last one we'll cover will be Square Enix, which is Monday morning at 10 o'clock. I think Kingdom Hearts 3 gameplay release date are big with that. I think that's probably the biggest thing you see there. I think maybe I think it's too early for Final Fantasy. Besides maybe that remake, Final Fantasy VII remake will be there.
I doubt it will be there. Actually, I've heard it's in development hell. They've had to change directors. It's like stuck. It's like stagnating. I don't think they'll show anything for it.
You don't think it'll be there at all? Like a trailer at the end?
No. I read an article where the current director of it didn't realize he was the director and thought somebody else was, and so nothing was getting done on the project.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Terrible.
Square Enix is such a mismanaged company. I feel like it's always on the verge of collapse.
Well, if they get one thing right, it's hopefully this Avengers game that I've been talking about
for
2 years.
Please be
like
good.
Now.
Yeah.
Like, I would love a good Avengers game. By the way, I forgot to mention, I think Rocksteady announces their Superman game on Microsoft's stage.
Yeah, yeah. Forgot to mention that one, too.
I think that's one thing Microsoft does well at their conferences, is they bring in a lot of third parties to announce games. I think Borderlands 3 is also announced on Microsoft's stage as well.
I don't think Borderlands 3 is coming. I think it's Borderlands Remastered.
Borderlands 1 Remastered?
Yeah. Yep.
Ugh, God, I don't want to play Borderlands again.
I don't want to play that series ever again. I don't even care if there's a new entry. I never want to touch Borderlands ever again.
We kind of went through the last like third parties a little faster, but so the way this is going to work, I'm just going to explain it real quick one more time. After every conference or whenever we can, we're going to get a podcast up. They'll all be abbreviated with what the conference is, and they'll be on all the podcasting services, iTunes, Spotify, all that as soon as possible. Microsoft will be done right away as soon as we can, Bethesda right away, Square Enix and Ubisoft we're hoping to get as soon as we can, and then Sony will be right away, and then Nintendo probably won't be until that night. Mm-hmm. But we'll get as many as we can up. This is kind of just abbreviated thoughts on everything that could possibly happen next weekend. It could be insane. It could be boring. It's going to be a wild weekend for video games. And I think either this is going to be a phenomenal E3 or it's going to be a really boring E3 because we know next year that the new consoles are coming.
Next year's when all the new hardware gets announced.
Yeah. And if the new hardware gets announced next year, then next year's E3 is going to be insane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're just hoping to see some new games. I mean, I guess we don't really need anything because Red Dead Redemption is going to eat everyone's time away.
Definitely mine.
But I would like to see some cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, Jake, we have a Twitter now. What is it?
Our Twitter is @GenRemastered.
So if you want to tweet us, we tweet IGN a lot. We tweet all the major outlets to talk, give our thoughts on things. And then our Facebook page is... I'm pretty sure
we just changed it. Yeah,
we just changed it. I'll put a link in the description. So if you want to join the Facebook page, just go over there, try to join, and we'll accept you up on there. It's basically just a group. We combined it with a gaming group, discussion group with ours, so people can talk about video games.
No trolling.
Just kind of hang out and have a good time. Just don't be a jerk, and whatnot. So I think with that, this was a long episode, but there was a lot to talk about. Next week will be very, very interesting. Like I said last week, it's going to be, man, can Microsoft do it?
I have hope for them. I really think.
I have absolutely no hope whatsoever.
I think this is exactly how we ended last week's episode. So we'll end this week's episode like that, too. We'll see you next week after Microsoft's press conference. Have a good one.
Later.
Peace.